Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Buffalo Bills, who are, I think, third ranked in many of the odds as far as winning the Super Bowl, they're in the top five in almost all of them. Mm-hmm. But they cannot seem to get out of their own way. You know, and to be honest, Stephon Diggs has a lot to do with it, at least since the offseason, or really since that last playoff game when they lost to Cincinnati. When he went off on Josh Allen on the sidelines, was upset with the situation, and really kind of kept the franchise at odds length through the offseason, gets back to training camp or mini camp, and some issues there. And supposedly they ironed them all out. And now, of course, Stephen A. Smith, friend of the show, he comes out yesterday and says that sources have told him, or a source, or he's had sources, I think, that Stephon Diggs wants out of Buffalo. Stephon responds with the tweet, 100% not true. I don't know who the source is, but I thought I'd nip this stuff, if you will, in the bud already. So, Bucky, I've got a take on the Bills that I want to share, but first I want to hear from you. Do you think the vibes just seem off? Stephon saying the right things, Josh Allen saying the right things, but they just seem a tad bit off and distracted for non-football reasons. And we saw, I know it's preseason, but Pittsburgh manhandled them in the first half when the Bills were playing their starters. And so do you think that right now, it is not looking good for the Buffalo Bills, or you think this is not a big deal and they're going to be just as good as most people think so?
No, I mean, I think this is a big deal. And look, the preseason doesn't count, but it certainly does matter, meaning that the way your team looks in the preseason can foreshadow how your team is going to look at the beginning of the regular season. Doesn't mean that it can't change over time, But it, look, here's where you are. If you put bad stuff on tape, that stuff is part of a habit. Like, your habits are not correct. And the thing about the Buffalo Bills is they've kind of been in this conversation as a title contender for the last 3 or 4 years. And your window typically to chase a title, to win a title, is about 3 or 4 years. And so they haven't been able to get it done because of the Kansas City Chiefs or because of their own failures. They just have not been able to get to the promised land. What you now have is a team that is a little older, a team that has changed, because you have to remember, Stephon Diggs is the only guy there. Cole Beasley's no longer there. They've had some other wide receivers that have kind of come and gone over time. Leslie Frazier is no longer the defensive coordinator. Some of their veterans have moved on. Terrell Edmonds signed a big deal. And so this is a different team, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a better team. And so, yeah, like, they are a team that is still trying to find their identity because it changes year to year. But I am concerned because the Pittsburgh Steelers moving them around, knocking them around, kind of beating them up in the fashion in which they did, yeah, that's problematic. And if you're the Buffalo Bills and you're looking at the AFC, the AFC is loaded, not only with quarterbacks, but with top teams. And so they have to get their stuff together. Good thing for them, they still have 2.5-3 weeks to get ready before that regular season opener. But, yeah, they have some work to do.
My thought on Buffalo is this, because you're right. I mean, they have lost some talent. There's no question. But I still think when I look up and down that roster, the offensive line isn't great, but it hasn't been great. But, obviously, Josh Allen is what he is. I think Diggs is great. Gabe Davis is, you know, he's good. They added, you know, the rookie tight end, Dalton Kincaid, to go behind Dawson Knox. So I think maybe we'll see some more, you know, two tight end sets from them. But I think in defensively, obviously, they've been in the top two, actually, in terms of points allowed for 3 of the last 4 years. And Von Miller hopefully will be back. So I think they've still got the talent to contend. But, Bucky, this is my issue with the Bills. I feel like, and Sean McDermott has done a there's no question he did a great job when he took over that team, because they had not been in the playoffs in a while, or at least not consistently, and he has turned them into a perennial contender, a perennial playoff team. But I feel like you can get to the playoffs, maybe win regular season games on talent. Obviously, there's some good coaching going on too. But I feel like to get over the hump and win the Super Bowl, or even reach the Super Bowl, you have to have great leadership and a great culture. And that's what I think they lack in Buffalo. I think Josh Allen is tremendous, but I can't say honestly that I think he's a great leader. It seems like he's just a talented player who can run and throw, but I don't see great leadership. Sean McDermott, the way he handled the Stephon Diggs thing was like he threw gasoline on a fire. It might have been a little match. It wasn't even that big a deal. Had he handled it properly, it might not have become a big deal, at least publicly, that it did, but he didn't handle it right. And I feel like from McDermott and Allen, you can throw, if you want to throw Ken Dorsey in now, that, you know, I feel like they don't have great leadership, and their lack of that is what could end up costing them.
Yeah, their lack of leadership is a problem. Now, I'll say this. I was a member of the Buffalo Bills in 94, right coming off the heels of this team going to 4 straight Super Bowls. Back then, they used to call them the Bickering Bills because there was always some kind of drama that was going on within the team. Yet they were resilient enough to be able to deal with that and continue to go to Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. So it's not unprecedented for this team to have some issues, but continue to perform on the field at a high level. And so what Sean McDermott has to do, he has to look at what he has. He has to figure out, what can I do with this team? He has to get all of the parties headed in the right direction. And that doesn't mean that they all have to get along and sing songs together and hold hands and that stuff. But there has to be a level of mutual respect between all of the players. So when they step between the lines, they go get it. Because this team has been so close to being able to get it done. They just haven't gotten over the hump. But we've seen they've given the Bills problems. They've been a team that has played with the top teams in the AFC. they're still in that conversation. It's just a matter, can they have enough chemistry and continuity to get it done when it really matters?
The most alarming thing to me is that the way they looked in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. And they were fortunate to get by Miami playing its third string quarterback. And then, of course, they got manhandled by Cincinnati in elements that, you know, at least because you play in Buffalo, you should be able to, you should be more acclimated to that than your opponent. Look, maybe they were shell-shocked by the DeMar Hamlin situation, which would be mm-hmm. understandable. Do you think it was that, or what do you think happened to them in the playoffs? And I get they didn't win it. I'm not saying they had to win it, but they just didn't play well in either of their playoff games. And what do you think was the cause of that? And is that – that looks like that could be something potentially that could carry over.
Well, I mean, I think last year's a little different, right? That situation and circumstance is man, it's trying. To see a teammate nearly pass away on the field, it had to leave scars. It had to linger. Had it hang over the head of the team going forward. I mean, I don't know how many teams have had to deal with that. We see how some teams react when you have players suffer spinal injuries that could leave them paralyzed temporarily or long-term on the field. And so I can only imagine when you're dealing with a situation as serious as DeMar Hamlin, the effects that it had. Because the one thing as players, you view yourself as a warrior. There's a level of invincibility that you cloak around yourself when you walk on the field. And so when you see someone have a near-death experience like DeMar, man, that can change everything about your physicality, your aggressiveness, what you're willing to engage in on the field, because you never thought about that. You've always been fearless and courageous and all of that. And so I'm sure it had some impact. They may not admit to it on the surface, but it had to impact the team. All the attention, all the questions, all the concern, it had to impact them on the daily basis, and that had to come out in the way that they played down the stretch.
Nah, that makes sense. Right? That does make sense. I can understand how that would impact guys. It's like, you know, Rob and I went to the Terrence Crawford Errol Spence fight. Mm-hmm. Now, well, what happened to Errol Spence? Is that something he will ever be able to recover from as far as being as good a fighter as he was before that? Some guys can respond to that and some guys can't. And so that's very well could have happened with the Bills. I hope they can get past it. Obviously, DeMar's there and we wish him nothing but the best. But, yeah, that may have shaken him. And that's an explanation and it's a legitimate one. But obviously, they got to find a way to get past it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Jerry Jones talking to Peter King about obviously this upcoming season. And he said that he feels like the Cowboys have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than they have in years. He said they have the team and they have the quarterback to do so. And Dak, of course, has said himself in recent days, he told Peter King that in Dallas it's always Super Bowl or bust. Period, the end. And Bucky, I know it's been nearly 30 years since they won the Super Bowl or even got to one or even an NFC championship game for that matter. But I still am of the belief that it's Super Bowl or bust for the Cowboys. I get that if they, let's say they get to the conference championship game and lose, of course, you know, that was a good season. But when you're the Cowboys, you don't, ultimately, you don't get excited about anything but winning the Super Bowl. I think it's the same thing with the Lakers. You think the Lakers are running around bragging that they got to the conference finals last year? No. They want championships. I think the Yankees in baseball, it's about championships. And I think the Cowboys in the NFL, I think those are our three national teams. Those are like the most prominent national teams in each of the three major sports. And with that territory, I think comes Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, I'm completely with that. Because here, you're America's team. There's a lot of eyes and like conversation about the Cowboys on the national discourse. Like, we love to talk about the Cowboys because people either love them or hate them and all of those things. You have a quarterback who was polarizing before he got his money. He's even more polarizing now that he has his money because he was, you know, it took him a while to get into the $40 million club. But when he got into the $40 million club, more expectations came that he was going to be a guy who was the franchise player more so than the game manager. And you look at what he was able to do the first year after he had money. I mean, you talk about he played at a great level then. Right. Last year, he had all the interceptions. Despite the thumb injury and those things, like, people don't care. And honestly, when you're an elite or viewed as an elite or paid like an elite quarterback, you're supposed to overcome whatever is around you. And so you go and you look at what this team has done in terms of constructing their roster. There really aren't any excuses. There aren't any glaring weaknesses that we can point to. We have receivers on the outside. When you talk about Brandon Cooks, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, all those guys have gone over 1,000 yards, most of them multiple times in their career. Offensive line has invested in that, just gave Zach Martin some more money to make sure that your all-pro guard is happy. You got rid of Zeke Elliott, but Tony Pollard was a Pro Bowler last season. You know, you look like you got a stud in waiting in Deuce Vaughn. You go to the defense, Michael Parsons, one of the best defensive players in football, if not the best. You know, Trayvon Diggs is an interception magnet. Stephon Gilmore was a former defensive player of the year. I mean, there's not much that you can say that Dak Prescott and the Cowboys need to get over the top. So the pressure is on Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy, to figure it out. Because if they can't figure it out this year, you got to have conversation. You got to blow it up because keep in mind, Dak Prescott is in line for another bite of the apple when it comes to money. And that money, that contract this time, we're talking about in the $50 million range.
Right.
And so for a team that has not advanced beyond the divisional playoffs, for a quarterback who is 0-3 in divisional round, he got to get it done. And I'm a Dak supporter, but he has to get it done. If not, I don't know how you can justify paying him what you have to pay him on the open market.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like I said last year, Bucky, and I've been up and down with Dak. When he first came in the league, I thought he was a game manager who, with playmaking ability, he could make the big play with his arm or his legs. And a lot of game managers can't do that. So I thought he was that. And then I began thinking, you know what? He's en route to becoming elite. And now I've gotten off that en route to becoming elite train. And I think he's clearly a good quarterback, a top 10-ish quarterback. But Bucky, I said it last year and I'll say it this year. If Dak Prescott is who he's supposed to be, if Dak Prescott is who you know, we kind of have been saying he is, or at least can be, they got to get to the NFC Championship game. Yeah. I mean, you really, we'll see. Maybe another team will emerge, but you're really talking about Brock Purdy in San Francisco and Jalen Hurts in Philly. And they, I mean, if you want to argue maybe one or two of those teams have more talent than Cal, it's close. Like you said, they all are stacked. And so can Dak, you know, perform at that big level in the big games? He hasn't yet. And so I that's what I think. I think if he's who he's supposed to be, they got to get to the NFC Championship game. There's no excuses, you said.
Look, there's nothing that can be said. I can be the biggest Dak Prescott apologist. I can be his biggest supporter. But the facts are the facts. In the NFC right now, compared to the AFC, there aren't any quarterbacks that you're really competing with that are top five quarterbacks. Outside of Jalen Hurts, that's it. You got Derek Carr. You have Jared Goff. You have Kirk Cousins. I mean, you got Brock Purdy. If you're Dak Prescott and you're getting paid what you're being paid, you should be able to outperform those guys. That's just what the facts are. And so regardless of what you're dealing with, maybe Tony Pollard is going to be the player that he was last year and all that other stuff. It doesn't matter. This year has to be about the Cowboys advancing beyond the divisional round, getting to the championship game. And I say they have to go to the Super Bowl. Because if I'm Jerry Jones, the only way I can stroke that check, this team has to be a Super Bowl team. Win or lose it, they have to get there. So I think everyone is on the hot seat. Everyone, Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott, they're on the hot seat to prove that they are the team that many expect. And I'm saying this knowing that he's coming off a season with 12 wins. Doesn't matter. No one cares. It's a bottom line business, and the bottom line for the Cowboys has to be advanced to the Super Bowl.
I hear you. So, hey, look, let's say they get beat in the divisional round again. Certainly, I'm looking to move on from Mike McCarthy. But I don't think I'm moving on. And I hear you, and I just stated some stuff about Dak. But where am I getting? I mean, if I get rid of him, I'm really, like, starting over possibly.
Okay, so the only option, if you don't get rid of him, are you willing to pay $55 million for what you're getting for Dak Prescott? Because that's the going rate. Okay, the going rate. When Justin Herbert signed for 52, Joe Burrow is going to come in higher than that.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence is going to come in higher than that. By the time we get around the bend and Dak Prescott is up, We're talking about $55 million annually.
Oh, you know? At least.
I mean, we're talking about 4 years, $200 million. And so, Jerry Jones has a lot of money. Well, that's a lot of money invested in your quarterback. If your quarterback can't erase the mistakes of the squad,
I think that part of, and yes, they've won, like you said, last year they won 12 games. But I just think Dak, I think he's still ultimately a game manager, a high-level one. But I think when they call on him to win the game for them, I get it, he's making that type of money. But I think that's where they run into problems. Mm-hmm. I think they have to, it has to be a great balance between their running game and their passing. I don't think you can just say, like you can say to a Patrick Mahomes, even a Josh Allen, certainly a Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers back, you know, when he's in his, at his best. I don't think you can say to Dak, put us on your back and he's going to do it and carry you deep. But we'll see, because that's what they're expecting when you make that type of money.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rodgers will make his Jets debut. Obviously, it's a preseason game, so it's not the real thing, but he hasn't played in the preseason since, I think, 2018, and he is going to play Saturday against the Giants, probably play a quarter or so, but here's Robert Saleh, the Jets coach, talking about it.
Ultimately, for us as an organization, he's new. I know he's been in the league a very long time, but just didn't want September 11th to be the first time that he stepped into MetLife Stadium. You know, the Giants and Jets game, whether it's preseason or regular season, there's going to be a good turnout. It's going to be a lot of anticipation and excitement in the building. You can't coach scared. You can't play scared. You know, you can slip out of your car and have something happen to you. But, you know, we'll be, knock on wood, everyone will be fine. You know, you see some of the great ones out there. You know, Kansas City's playing their guys. Buffalo's playing their guys. It's not uncommon.
Yeah, Bucky, I'm with Saleh. You can't play scared. You can't, you know, be afraid to put your guy out there. And I think, even though he's a veteran, even though he's a future Hall of Famer, even though he's won a Super Bowl, this is a new team. And I think it's important, especially nowadays when they really don't, you know, go very hard for the most part in practice. I think it's important for him to get out there live with his new receivers, with his new offensive line, new running backs, the whole nine yards, and just get a taste of it so that his first, you know, real action isn't against Buffalo in week one. You told us a little bit about your feelings on Rodgers in New York. And you and I have been kind of in lockstep on Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, he's a great quarterback. But I've harped on, like, everybody has always blamed the fact that he's only got one Super Bowl appearance. Forget just championship. Mm-hmm. He's only got one Super Bowl appearance in his career, and a lot of that has been blamed on the defense, which at times there's some truth to that. But also, Aaron Rodgers did not deliver particularly in the NFC Championship games. He's 1-4, and this is a guy whose claim to fame is that he doesn't throw interceptions, the best ever at protecting the football in the air. And yet, in the five NFC title games, he's got 9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. So there's something going on there when a guy is that out of character. You look recently, you know, I think it was Tampa Bay when they got down big and he rallied in the second half. You know, it wasn't really in doubt, but, you know, he kind of came on in the second half and put up numbers. And if you just look at the box score, it doesn't look like he had a bad game. But I'm saying, where were you when Tampa Bay was building that huge lead? San Francisco's building that huge lead. So, but I will say this, Bucky. Seeing the way he has behaved in New York, I first thought all the talk about the trophy that they won in 1969 looking lonely and, oh, it's so great to be a Jet. I thought it was bogus. I thought it was just lip service and saying the right thing. And then he gave up the $35 million, which I still don't think I don't know why he did it. I mean, I get you want to potentially help the team get some players, but I don't think you had to do that. But what I have to say is it shows that this dude is all in. And then you mentioned his other behavior, mentoring Zach Wilson and being there in the offseason to work out with the receivers, so on and so forth. Bucky, I got questions about the offensive line, but I'm expecting Aaron Rodgers to look more like the Aaron Rodgers of 2 years ago. I'm not saying he'll be 100% there, but I'm expecting him to be closer to that than closer to the guy that played last year in Green Bay. Where are you at on that?
I don't think you're wrong. He certainly brings something to the table. These guys are prideful, right? And so when you have a lot of pride, you're going to step up and you're going to bring it each and every day. And so he is going to bring his best effort to the field. He has been, the model guy in the locker room when it comes to leadership and trying to get these young guys to understand what it takes to play at a high level. you already see when you look at Hard Knocks, man, these guys are hanging on his every word. And so it's good to see that part of his personality come out, the leadership guy. Now, the difference will be how does he perform? They don't have the best offensive line. And so how is he going to perform in maybe a stressful situation when it comes to the pressure in his face? What's his skill level like? You know, we're spoiled by what Tom Brady was able to do, continue to get better and better as he aged out. But can Aaron Rodgers do that? Can he play at that level where we're like, hey, man, this no matter what the age says, this guy's still playing at a level where we respect him and we fear him when he has the ball in his hands. For the Jets, it's about understanding it's different kind of being the team that no one talked about to now their expectations. How did the players handle the expectations? So I love what Robert Saleh is talking about. Hey, we're going to play him this last preseason game and get him ready, because what he's trying to do is still a trick that the Kansas City Chiefs have done for years. Well, you heard him allude to Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs playing some of their guys. Yep. The Kansas City Chiefs jump on people the early part of the regular season. When we've heard other coaches talk about the first four games or for us to figure out who we are, the Kansas City Chiefs are like, no. We know who we are right away. And that gives them a chance to get the top seed. And when you've seen the Kansas City Chiefs go to three out of the last four Super Bowls and have like home field advantage on some of those runs, that's the trick. Now, we'll see if the Jets can kind of make that work. But, yeah, you got to play your guys. You got to have a rhythm, man. You don't want to give away games at the early part of the season because you're not ready to play. So I applaud them for it. Let's see what it looks like.
Well, and especially with their schedule. Because it's not out of the question for them to be 1-4. You know, and they if they come out of the gate like that in New York, it will, you know, it could get really challenging for Rodgers right away. Their schedule, Bucky, they got the Bills, they got the Cowboys, they got the Patriots, who I think they'll beat, but, you know, that's always going to be a tough game with Belichick there in that defense. Then they got the Chiefs and the Broncos and the Eagles, Giants, Chargers. I mean, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games that – I mean, the Broncos, you know, obviously that's a team that's beatable. But those are 8 tough weeks to start out with for the most part. Certainly 7 or 6 or 7 of them. You mentioned the offensive line. I got major concerns about it. I think how much can Rodgers, with his quick release, his intelligence, and their quick game, do to offset that line? Like, is it a point – I mean, we see Burrow – obviously function very well with the bad offensive line. We see Josh Allen do it with a mediocre offensive line. Do you think it's not going to be the problem that a lot of people might think it will be just because of Rodgers and what he can do? Or at his age, is this a major issue?
Well, I mean, I still think it's a major issue. I think, you know, as you get older, you don't want to get hit. And so when you start getting hit, it changes the way that you look. It changes the way that your eye level is in terms of, do you look down the field or do you look at the rush? Great passers feel the rush, but they're able to look downfield. They look beyond it. As you get older, man, you start getting hit early in games. No. You can't focus and concentrate the same way. So this offensive line has to be able to help them. They can do some things in terms of getting the ball out quickly and that. But, no, the offensive line is a big component. The one thing that we do know that he can do is he can be an exceptional game manager. And not saying like, hey, he can play conservative, but in terms of teaching this team how to win, managing the game, manipulating the clock, understanding situation and circumstance and how to put it in their favor, reminding the guys in 4-minute offense to stay in bounds. All of that knowledge and experience and expertise that he's acquired over the years, he can share that with the young players. And that may account for 2 or 3 wins just in terms of learning how to play and not beating themselves. So he has value, but the offensive line is still a major concern.
So I don't know if you've made your picks yet. I said I'm still trying to figure it out. I think they're only getting 2 in. I think the AFC West will get 2. I think the AFC North will get 2. And then obviously the South will have, I think, 1. So you got Buffalo, you got Miami, you got Belichick and the Patriots. what type of year do you foresee if you've done your, you know, your homework and your prediction yet? What type of year do you foresee for the Jets?
A lot of it depends on Aaron Rodgers' health as he gets older. But if he's healthy and available, you know they can win 10 or more games. They're good enough to do that.
That should be probably get them in the playoffs, right?
It'll put them on the fringe. I think they're right on the fringe. I think they're on the cusp. I think he is going to put them in a position where we're going to talk about these guys being in the mix the last 4 weeks of the season. Then it's about how he and some of the other guys perform. The pressure really is on Robert Saleh. So the head coach now takes more responsibility because when you have a high-end quarterback, that wipes away the excuses. So now we're going to be able to evaluate the head coach and see, does he have the ability to help this team win the games that they not only are supposed to win, but can they win some games that maybe they're not supposed to win based on tactics, strategy, game management, and execution? All of those things come into it. So the head coach is on the hook for that. You just don't want to give away games and do that stuff.
Do you think they are the second or – because I'm guessing from a 10-win, you know, that area, you don't think they're going to win the division. So do you think they're the second or third best team in the AFC East?
I think we can make the case that they're the second best team in the East. We talked earlier in the show about the Buffalo Bills coming back to the pack. The quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, gives them a chance to win some games just in terms of organization and management and execution. So that'll give them a chance. Really, it comes down to how do they start the season? Do they stumble out the gate? And Nathaniel Hackett, can Aaron Rodgers outplay the coaching or lack thereof?
Well, he loves Hackett.
Yeah, he does love him. But it's one thing loving him. But now when Hackett has the stuff, can he outplay the coaching? Because last year we saw what Hackett and Wilson, what that combination looked like. And we're still trying to figure out who is chiefly responsible for the lack of performance from Denver. Is it Hackett? Is it Wilson? That's what we'll be looking at. How does Aaron Rodgers perform with a different play caller?
Bucky, we were talking about this yesterday on First Things First on FS1. And let's say the Jets win 9 games, fall just short of the playoffs. And, you know, we know what Woody Johnson is expecting. He's expecting, like, probably at least the AFC Championship game, if not the Super Bowl. And they get rid of Saleh. But Rodgers has a good year and shows that, you know, he's still playing well. We could see a scenario where if they get rid of Saleh, they've had a decent season, Rodgers played well, that Rodgers could be like, look, I want Nate Hackett to be the head coach because that's his boy from Green Bay. And I think if that were to happen, I mean, obviously he's got love for Hackett. He feels like feel like he got a raw deal in Denver. If Rodgers did that, like, I'm either out of here, I'll retire, or I want Hackett. I got to be honest, as horrible as Hackett was in Denver, I'd give him a year at least if it meant keeping Aaron Rodgers. Where would you be at on that?
Well, I mean, you want to keep the quarterback. The quarterback makes you a relevant franchise. We haven't heard as much conversation about the New York Jets since they had Brett Favre. And if you think about all things that are part of being an NFL owner, yeah, you want the product on the field to look great, but you also want to be able to capitalize on the players that you have. I mean, they are the media darling right now. Everyone loves the New York Jets. They got they secured Hard Knocks, even though they didn't want to be on Hard Knocks. I think that has been the best infomercial for the team. Right. So, yeah, if we can keep Aaron Rodgers around, even if he is a diminishing player, we want that because we want the attention, we want the notoriety, we want all the things that come along with him being available.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.